Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join the discussion. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 is the call in line if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Andy
and Cronin.
And we have a very special something planned later tonight.
Off the radio after the radio show's over. After.
Yes.
I have been dreading it all day long.
I have as well. See, yesterday I was mentally prepared for it. I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm ready. Let's do this. And today I'm like, oh, man, it's here. Today is the day after the show tonight at video.freetalklive.com when Cronin and I are going to eat ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers.
This was y'all's idea.
It was.
Okay.
I want to be able to say that I did it. I just don't want to.
See, I've done it.
And if I had known that you would go habanero heat, I would have brought you some. I have a whole pile.
Oh, I thought you guys were going
to
be ramping it up. I thought that was what we were
doing. I thought that was what we were doing as well, but we never really planned it out.
Have you seen how big these things are? Aria's talking about eating more than one of these things.
I've eaten more than one in the past.
Dried.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect the taste levels.
These are fresh and they're well ripened. Nice
okay, so
red.
That just makes them harder
nice
to eat.
Beautifully
when
red.
Let me see
Reapers.
If I got this straight, though. Y'all are just going to jump straight to the Reaper. There's not going to be a ghost pepper.
I'm not doing any of this ramping up nonsense.
Okay.
I'm just going to end it.
Because we thought there was going to be jalapeno, habanero, ghost pepper, Reaper. Okay.
See, I'm starting with a ghost pepper.
I got habaneros in the fridge. I mean, if we really need them, but.
You have actual habaneros?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, starting milder and getting
I know you have a high metabolism and all, but still, there's not a whole lot of you to go around. You're talking about just too much.
I don't know, man.
You're going to poison yourself.
No, not at all.
Oh,
I've eaten two Carolina Reapers in the past, and I was fine, relatively. It's very painful, but that's what we're doing tonight after the show.
Yeah, I brought a gallon of milk, too.
Roughly 10:30 Eastern will be the start time at video.freetalklive.com.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can watch us torture ourselves.
For all you Squid Game lovers out there who love seeing people miserable, people in pain, you're going to get more of that on the show at 10:30.
Now, have you watched this Squid Game?
I have, and actually, I have some comments. But I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's planning on watching it.
Okay.
Very
awesome.
Popular. Lots of people are talking about that show.
Speaking of people who are miserable, though, the independence movement here in New Hampshire has caused some people to get upset. Unfathomable, though it seems, because we're simply arguing that, you know, the people of New Hampshire should be able to vote on whether or not they want to secede.
Yeah, that is the proposal that is being submitted to the New Hampshire legislature by a state representative, Mike Sylvia, longtime fan of Free Talk Live, actually, Mike Sylvia.
Has been submitted at this point, hasn't it?
It is waiting for the bill number. I mean, it's been submitted. He got 9 co-sponsors for this, which the maximum number of co-sponsors you can get is 10. So this thing is shown. I was surprised that this many people, you know, this many other state reps are willing to sign on at the very beginning of this thing because, you know, politicians are cowards, right, for the most part.
They
want to get reelected. They don't want to say the wrong thing and piss off the wrong people and then.
Right. So the fact that it's not just lonely old Mike Sylvia and maybe one other guy.
Yeah, at the very start of this, didn't he warn us that, like, any bill that has his name on it is considered toxic and no one wants to touch it?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he said something to that effect in, like, two meetings.
No, he's been a successful multi-term state legislator. He's he's willing to put everything on the line for this at this point. He's been there this is his fifth term, so he's spent almost a decade.
And for those who don't know, this will just be an additional amendment to our. What is it, the Seventh Amendment?
Yeah, that's right. Seventh, whatever you call it, Bill of Rights.
That just basically says, all right, feds, we are starting secession. We're gonna remove ourselves starting now.
It's even better than that. It's not even we are going to remove ourselves. It's we have removed ourselves. We're independent
Boom.
Now.
Declaring independence, independent nation. We'll figure out all the details later,
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah. And we might not be alone. Well, Texas might be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I hope it kicks off a domino effect, honestly. I mean, whether it's Texas that goes first, but they're not going to because it's harder for them to get legislation put in, or California. Then, you know, whoever goes first, others
are going to
follow.
New Hampshire seems to have certainly pushed this ball further than anyone else at this point.
Well, if you think about it, the only reason this hasn't already happened is because, well, it happened once before, and that whole idea has been tarnished. I'm talking about the Civil War.
Sure.
But you also have states who are relying on a lot of Fed money.
Yeah, you know, New Hampshire isn't one of those.
Well, obviously not. We just kicked away $27 million of vaccine help.
The only state, by the way, to do that.
So that is so far. That was beautiful. But I mean, as the money starts to shrink, as the benefits, the federal benefits start to shrink and wane, more and more states are going to be like, well, why are we? What are we paying into?
Well,
you're not sending us our money back. So I mean, why don't we just? Hey, we're not going to be your enemy. We don't want to go to war with you. We're just going to do our own thing right over here in the corner. Bye, Felicia, bye.
That's exactly it. As far as I can tell, there is no benefit to staying within the United States.
And when you consider all of the mandates that have come out this last year, Southwest, prime example, CEO came out today, he's like, I never wanted to implement that vaccine mandate, but Biden made me do it.
He's full of it. He's from the World Economic Forum.
Oh, he's horrible. But I mean, but
the Biden administration didn't make him do it. It's, as far as we can tell, they haven't actually released any sort of order about it.
Exactly.
They just tweeted about it.
So you have companies who are jumping on the wagon, and it's biting them in the a-hole. It's biting them.
It's good to see, right?
Yes,
employees standing up for themselves and companies having to back down because, as I've been saying for the last few months, look, people out there, if you just stand your ground here, your employer is screwed. They can't afford to fire people right now. Everyone has help wanted signs out there.
They were hurting before these mandates started dropping.
I want to come back to the independence question, though, because y'all were talking about, like, well, you know, what's the reason to stay with the federal government? Why would anyone want to do this?
Because they don't want the soldiers beating down their doors.
Well, okay, so
they're scared.
It's because they fear the unknown more than anything.
Whenever you look at there are different answers to this that you'll get from people as far as why they want to stay, and every single one of them comes down to fear. Every one of them, whether it's fear of the soldiers coming in, or fear of a bomb being dropped, or fear of losing their benefits, like Social Security,
which you're going to lose anyways, guys. The way it's working.
Yeah, or fear of China coming in. It's always based on fear.
China is already here. They've already planted their flags all over the place. They're taking over.
Besides, just think about the mindset of these people who are afraid that the government, to whom they are swearing loyalty, will drop bombs on them if they, you know, retract that loyalty.
Yep.
And yet they remain loyal, not out of love or respect, but out of fear.
There's also this concept that we'll become isolationists and we won't do business with our neighbors across the river, which is, why would we do that?
Stupid.
It's stupid.
Because we were all taught in school that during World War II, the United States was isolationist, when in fact it was just non-interventionist.
Correct.
And but they don't know the difference anymore.
Wait, they never use that word. That's never brought up.
Ron Paul was the one who, I think, made that clear.
Yeah, mind our own business. We'll do business with you, but we're not going to be sending soldiers all over. What is it, 700, 800, 900 bases across the globe? No, why are we paying for your military?
Well, if New Hampshire secedes, wouldn't be.
When New Hampshire?
When?
Good stuff. Yeah.
You have to believe it's possible, and I think that this step that we're making here in New Hampshire is going to help more people believe that it's possible, because now it's a real political proposal. Now it's, you know, it's going to get a bill number soon. That's what we're waiting on next. So it's like, we don't know what the CACR number is, but that's what it's going to be. It's going to be CACR concurrent something resolution. I forget what it's.
Well, I mean, if you need an example of how this could work, so you're saying only a small amount of go-getters can make this happen. Just look at Southwest. Look at the protests they had yesterday.
A
couple hundred people went on the road. You had all last week and the week before. The flights were canceled, and they were saying it didn't have anything to do with the Band-Aid, but maybe it did. But I mean, that's a small percentage of the company can bring it to its knees.
That's true anywhere.
And it's the same thing with government. A small percentage of us can bring the whole damn thing to its knees.
Yeah, if only the libertarians could figure that out and actually move their ass to New Hampshire and help us make this possible.
Well, maybe once this starts making the mainstream media, because they're going to have to talk about this at some point. This is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe that will spur them to actually get up here to New Hampshire and help us become freer.
There are already letters to the editor from the haters. They're coming in.
Good stuff.
And we're going to hear what these haters had to say here in just a moment. But what do you think? Who's going to be the first to secede? Because it's probably inevitable at this point. 6-0.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
603-283-6160. We're talking about one of my favorite subjects. Independence for the state of New Hampshire.
Divorce.
Divorcing the United States of America and New Hampshire declaring itself a sovereign nation. As, you know, it was always supposed to be until the United States government grew out of control and decided that it was sovereign over all of the 50 states.
You know what? That's the wrong word because I never married this entity.
Makes this abusive relationship so much worse.
I was born into this. I like emancipation. Is that the correct word?
I would say so.
Sure.
So I've decided I was born into this and I don't want to have any part of it. But you have to get permission to do that. So maybe that's not the right word either.
Oh, to emancipate?
Yeah. So maybe there's... All right, help us out, chat room. Tell us what the proper word is. It's not divorce. It's not emancipate.
Declaring oneself free?
Sovereign?
Yeah, I mean, this is a declaration of independence. That's ultimately what would happen here when this thing goes through, whether it's going to happen in 2022 or 2024 or 2026, you know, who knows?
That's true. We are in New Hampshire, and there are a large number of Liberty reps that are likely to keep proposing this thing no matter what happens.
I sure hope so. I mean, I definitely don't want this to be a one-and-done thing. The way that you succeed in making something happen in the political system is you have to keep at it. You can't expect that it's going to go through the first time around, but...
It might.
You never know. And if it doesn't go through the first time around, you try again and try again. That's how the marijuana reform happened. It took decades for the first decrim to go through.
And we're talking about how afraid people are, because that's the primary response to this, whether they're, as you said, afraid of losing their benefits or afraid of the United States invading us or blockading us or whatever. What sort of relationship is this? If being afraid to leave... It's the only thing keeping you in it.
Well, you have your battered housewife who's never gone out and got a job. She can't take care of herself because she's been provided for her entire existence, and she's in the same boat. She's like, you know, I can't leave this poor abusive relationship because I'll never make it on my own. Mm. I'll just be cast out to the wolves.
That sounds a lot like some of the objections to independence today. Oh well, we wouldn't be able to make it. What? Look, I get the argument that California. I get the argument that California is obviously a stronger economy as far as like it's huge.
But that's only because we're not freer than we are.
That's right. And also, look, there's plenty of small countries all around the planet. Why would someone believe that size has anything to do with this? You can go and look at the list of geographic size and the list of population, and there's plenty of countries that are geographically smaller than New Hampshire, and plenty of countries that have a lower population than New Hampshire. And one thing those countries don't have that we do have is a large GDP. New Hampshire is relatively free, right? Like when you compare it to the other 50 states and you compare it to the rest of the world, we've got it pretty good already. And you cut out the federal government and all their stupid regulations on business and all their taxes and all their mandates and all their government reorganization of wealth, forced wealth redistribution, their inflation. You cut all that out, it's going to be a tremendous wealth increase for an already fairly well-off piece of land and the people within. I mean, we're going to do awesome.
New Hampshire is certainly doing well, but you're absolutely correct. There are a large number of countries like Haiti. Israel is smaller than the state of New Hampshire, and they seem to be doing just fine.
Yeah, they get a lot of money from us. Haiti, I don't think Haiti should be on that list. I don't think Taiwan should be on the list.
It's just about geographic size.
There are examples of countries who almost want help, almost need help. Taiwan's an example of the bigger bad dude sitting right across the lake.
I believe El Salvador is pretty close to New Hampshire.
El Salvador is smaller than New Hampshire, as is Belize, Djibouti, Fiji, Kuwait. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of independent sovereign countries out there that are doing fine.
And not all of them are islands. You know, some of them are actually just located. I mean, think about the really small countries like Andorra, for instance, which is located between France and Spain. I mean, it's just basically a tiny little spot in the mountains, essentially. San Marino, I believe, is also very, very small. Liechtenstein.
Jamaica is less than half the size of New Hampshire, as is Lebanon. So, I mean, geographic space isn't the issue. Population isn't the issue. There are plenty of people here. There's plenty of arable land here. There's plenty of forests here.
Tons of land. We've got plenty of space.
There's even a sea coast. It's small, but you could receive shipments there.
Yeah, there's a port. And international border with Canada as well. So two international borders before we declare independence, and then we'll have four international borders.
And when you consider how much of that New Hampshire is federally owned, they're just gobbling it up as fast as they can get their hands on it.
Not as much as the states out west, though.
Correct. But, yeah. Yes, there is protected lands that we can't do anything on. I was coming down, I don't know, I told you guys, when my parents visit, I was coming down the Connecticut River, and there's nothing. There's no houses on the river. There's no boat ramps. There's nothing. There's no way to get back off. And it's beautiful, beautiful land. I found an island out in the middle, eight acres of just island. By the way, I'm going to go live on when it hits the fan. And I looked it up. I didn't know where the hell is this thing? What is this? And I looked it up. It's called Dunshee Island. And one of the natives of the place the town that we were in gave it away. They gave it to Fish and Game. Damn gave it away. Now you can't do anything on it. You can't camp on it. You can't have a fire. It's horrible what the feds do with the land. It's almost like they don't want us out in the woods living on our own, doing our own thing. It's almost like they want us in the cities, living in cubicles.
Right. They want you dependent.
So just thinking about all the land that we'd get our hands back on. We got the feds out of our life.
I mean, a lot of people are also worried about, you know, blockades and stuff like that, and the United States not allowing travel to New Hampshire or through New Hampshire or whatever. But the reality of this is that if they blockade New Hampshire, they're also killing the state of Maine.
Because Alaska's separate.
I don't think Maine or Vermont would have any issues with us.
Yeah, but
you
wouldn't be able to
Massachusetts,
travel.
On the other hand, they might not let us in, because we have a lot of back and forth. A lot of people live in Massachusetts, work in New Hampshire, and vice versa, because that's just the way it works.
My point is, though, that you can't reach Maine by land without going through New Hampshire.
You can't reach Alaska by land without going through Canada.
Right.
And it's a lot longer of a drive.
Sure, but no one's arguing that Canada is going to blockade the United States, and that's what people are arguing about New Hampshire seceding.
Yeah, I don't believe that will happen at all. I mean, it's just
Look at Europe. I mean, they bunches and bunches of little countries, and do they have a problem with it? Yeah. Are they building walls around their countries?
No, they're not.
No.
And they didn't invade or blockade Great Britain when they did Brexit recently. So I'm sorry, it just doesn't make sense. Plus, it's also important to remember, and it was credit to Bob Murphy for pointing this one out, in his paper that he wrote about Texas declaring independence and what would happen, what some of the objections would be. Remember, there's going to be loyalists here. I got two letters to the editor from some of these loyalists, these American, U.S. government, U.S. federal loyalists. They're still going to be living here when New Hampshire declares independence. So any blockade is going to blockade them, and it's going to punish them. And those folks still want their Social Security, and they want their federal programs and all that. And so I don't think you're likely to see that happen. That's another reason why they're not going to drop bombs on us either. They're going to kill their own supporters, and that's not going to look good.
No, I mean, this isn't the 19th century anymore. A lot has changed. I don't see any possibility of blockades or bomb droppings or invading or anything
they're
like that.
They're going to have to negotiate is what they're going to have to do.
They will. And New Hampshire has a lot of cards it can play in these negotiations. We're going to get into these letters from the letters to the editor and why some people are so upset about the idea that New Hampshire may declare itself to be free. Sounds like a good idea to me, but what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is meeting with progressives and moderate Democrats at the White House on Tuesday. The president set to push both of his spending plans. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines believes the Democrats are in disarray over the president's budget bill.
And so we're talking about a fundamental battle here for the future of this country. This is a battle between freedom and socialism. The stakes could not be higher, and we're doing everything we can to ensure that this bill never sees the light of day.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready to solve the nation's supply chain problems. Speaking this morning from the Jacksonville Port Authority, the governor saying, Florida's here, we've got the capacity. DeSantis saying Florida ports stand ready to alleviate the log jams at other ports as they're dealing with shipping bottlenecks. USA Radio News. There are no deaths after a Southeast Texas jet crash.
This is a good day. This is actually a day of celebration for a lot of people.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Stephen Woodard saying 21 people, including at least one child, were on board the plane that went down in a field today about a half hour west of Houston. Sergeant Woodard continues by saying there's still plenty of investigating to do.
We're not sure really why it caught on fire. Not sure if it was because it hit the structure, but we are waiting on the FAA, and they're going to be able to give us more information.
According to AAA, the price for a regular gallon of gasoline jumped again Monday. It's now up to $3.34 a gallon. Texas has the nation's least expensive gas with a statewide average of $2.97, while California drivers, to no surprise of many, are shelling out the most at $4.50 a gallon on average. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. You're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. At 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian Van Conan.
And we're talking about New Hampshire independence and the constitutional amendment that has been put forward in the House of Representatives that would allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on whether or not New Hampshire should peaceably declare itself to be independent of the United States. And this actually all came about ultimately because of a call that Dave Ridley of Ridley Report, who's joining us now, made to Free Talk Live a number of months ago when you and I were on the show together, Ian.
Yeah, that's right.
And the issue was that the hearing of these bills is kind of expensive, estimated to be like $2,000. And we were like, look, if that's the holdup, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
I don't have a lot of money left, but the church doesn't have a lot of money on hand, but we'll do what we can.
But that's where we're at now, and now there's an actual bill put forward in the House of Representatives that would allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on declaring independence. Dave,
right.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. This is not precisely an independence thing, but it's independence-related. I mentioned to you that an NH exit activist was arrested last week. Did I already mention that?
Are you referring to the meeting of the Executive Council and the governor where 9 people were arrested? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, Therese Grinnell was arrested.
Was it 9? I thought it was just 2.
9.
She's not super active with us, but she is one of the NH Exeters, and she's more active on the anti-mandate front. But
yeah, she's a nurse who got activated, I think, like 2 months ago. She just kind of woke up that there's some crazy stuff going on, and she needs to stand up about it. So she's risen to basically the top of the activist atmosphere, if you will, and has successfully organized huge rallies so far, including one with ostensibly over 1,000 people marching in the streets of Concord a few weeks ago on a Saturday. So a lot of people are paying attention to this lady, and she recently spoke out in favor of New Hampshire exiting the United States. So that's awesome.
There are additional updates regarding that incident, that event where she was arrested. It was a government meeting. She wasn't really doing anything there, but she might have been charged with something she might have said earlier, like during a meeting or something. I don't know. But she was charged with disorderly conduct, so it's not a serious charge.
That's a serious charge. If you're charged with disorderly conduct, that is usually charged as a misdemeanor, and she could be facing up to a year in jail.
Okay, all right, that can be serious. Anyway, that wasn't precisely what I was calling about. I was wanting to mention that reopenNH.com has put out a warning that this show may not be over in terms of the feds actually getting that money through to the state and the state accepting it and all the strings that came with it and so forth. So what Reopen is claiming is that it's going to, they say that the governor has actually indicated he will try to find another way to ram this through. They think he's going to try to take, it's like something to do with the fiscal committee, where the fiscal committee can maybe rewrite it and resubmit it to the executive council or so forth, or so on. So that might be the next path that they try to take to push this through. I mean, I don't understand why someone would. It doesn't. Normally, you would expect a politician to, oh, the people don't want me to do this. I guess I better get in front of the parade. And,
because his allegiances lie with the federal government. He's been filleting them openly for the last 18 months during this whole COVID thing, and there's nothing that the federal government can do that he is, you know, truly going to go against. He wants to play in the federal pool. He wants to run for U.S. Senate, and he wants that power, and so he's cozying up with whoever it is he can cozy up with.
He's burning a lot of bridges in the process, too. A lot of his supporters, people who voted for him both times, it's been two terms, right?
But yeah, three, I think he's on his third now.
His supporters are coming straight out. And now whether they'll actually stick to their guns next time around,
what they're going to say? They're going to say, oh, well, the Democrat is worse, so we don't like Chris Sununu, but we're going to have to vote for him.
Yeah, the lesser evil.
Yeah.
But yeah, he came right out and said that those counselors were basically he basically came out and said they're retarded. And he is.
Yeah, how dare they?
And his comments are to this effect: it's our money. Why would we say no to our money? And this is one more reason to go back to what we were talking before: leaving the feds, just leaving them in the dust.
Because they control you, dimwit. That's why you say no.
And it's the same thing with the highways. The same thing with school funding and whatnot. They give it to us the way they want us to take it, instead of we spending our money the way we want to spend it. So why not send it to them in the first place?
Now there are people protesting Sununu's decision by going to some of the other Republicans' houses. So there have been what they call the honk brigade that's been going to Sununu's house, and they've been honking their horns in like 40 cars or whatever. Now they're banned from honking their horns, or they'll be arrested, apparently.
Is this another one of these city ordinances that his brother pushed through?
I don't know.
City
I just heard about it today, so I don't know go ahead, Dave.
So if he was, this reminds me of that thing where in Poland they kept doing things. Well, you can't have a Xerox machine. Well, then you can't have a printer. You can't have a mimeograph under the Soviet. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon they were banning onions because people might write on them, right? And that's when it collapsed. So they're going to keep moving in that direction, I guess. But there's a lot of other stuff related to that incident. So there is a fundraiser that was started, and in its first 5 days for the nine, the New Hampshire nine, they're calling them, the people who were arrested.
Second New Hampshire nine. There was also a New Hampshire nine that got ticketed out in front of the governor's house in like late December for attempting to have a candlelight vigil. And some of those guys are actually going to what is expected to be a trial this week, although it may be continued. So I'm hoping to go out there on Thursday morning and cover that and bring a video camera.
That's one of the beautiful things about New Hampshire. We have so much activism that we have not one, but two different groups called New Hampshire Nine.
Yeah, I guess the difference between the groups is the initial New Hampshire Nine was ticketed. This New Hampshire Nine were all arrested. So,
but there's some overlap between these individuals as well, like Footloose would be in both of them.
Yeah.
So, if you want to donate to the legal defense of the New Hampshire Nine, the second New Hampshire Nine, you would go to givesendgo.com, and you just search for NH9, and I should probably make that a song so you can remember it. givesendgo.com, NH9.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call to Dave, and for the call tonight, Dave, and for letting us know about that website. They should never have been arrested in the first place, and the whole ordeal when you...
No, they were literally just sitting there.
Yeah, and the state police were just in the back, hiding behind this curtain, waiting to pounce. The whole thing,
It was a setup. They knew what they were going to do. They had this thing planned. I've seen them do this kind of stuff before here in Keene, where they have it. They plan to arrest activists. They know activists are going to be in a place, and they get their balls in order, and they get everything laid out. They had apparently multiple paddy wagons outside of this particular venue. They had dozens of state troopers on hand, somewhere in the estimate of 50 state cruiser or state trooper cars were on the premises.
And what were the charges again?
Disorderly conduct. Almost all of them were hit with that. One was also hit with a resisting arrest.
And they were just sitting there. They were not allowed to be in the building or something?
No, they were allowed to be there. The first two were just sitting there. After that, some people spoke because, you know, it's upsetting, right? Like to see people who are not doing anything get arrested, and so some people spoke out and they were arrested for speaking out of turn or
holy
whatever
crap.
There are videos of this happening.
Yeah, with the Sununu picks up his phone, sends a text message, and within a minute the state troopers are converging for their first arrest.
What a toad. Hate that guy.
Yeah.
It sucks that could even happen, but especially here in New Hampshire. But it is all on video, and one of the beautiful things about this is that the state police are getting dragged for this incident on Facebook because they posted about how they arrested six people who were being disorderly. You know how police do it on Facebook. And so many people just came out with the actual videos of the incident. And people who are longtime police supporters out there saying, you know, I've always supported the police, back the blue and all of that, but you guys were out of line here.
He's called them communists.
He's called who communists?
The negators, the people who are going against him. Sununu. Hold on, we gotta talk about this in a second.
We also have to talk about the haters who are saying New Hampshire independence is a terrible idea. But you can join us, 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Conan, and Ian. You're invited to join us. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And, you know, there are a lot of naysayers out there writing letters to the editor and stuff like that about why New Hampshire should not declare independence. And I'm not upset by that. And in fact, I think it's a good thing. It makes more people aware of the drive for New Hampshire independence. And I just don't believe very many people are persuaded, by letters to the editor.
I don't know. I mean, there are obviously going to be people who are on the fence about any issue, and it very well could be somebody else's opinion that sways them one direction or another. Obviously, somebody who's a full-on supporter of independence isn't going to reverse course, and obviously somebody who's a full-on loyalist isn't likely to reverse course, but we don't care about those people. We care about the people that are in the middle that aren't really sure. You know, that are hearing about this for the first time and they haven't really thought very hard about it, and they're coming up with objections in their mind. Those need to get answered.
I don't think letters to the editor actually sway your own opinion. I think what they do is they allow you the understanding that there are other people out there who feel the way that I feel.
That's true.
And so I'm not alone, and now that I know that that our numbers are at least two at this point in time, maybe I'll write a letter into the editor, or maybe when I'm at the water cooler during break hours, I'll actually start this conversation, or we'll talk about this letter to the editor with my fellow employees.
Yeah.
So it gets the ball rolling, but I don't think it actually changes your opinion.
Some people, I think, have had their opinion changed. I mean, it has to. Because there's people on the fence. They want input.
They want to be told what to do, how to think.
There are those people.
Those people exist too.
There are those people. If a movement seems popular, it's going to attract more people. That's just the reality of how the human animal works.
Yeah, the collective.
And that's why, whether we like it or not, that's why we have to have a libertarian base here. We have to have a large group of liberty-minded people who are active to give those come-alongs the excuse to come along, to say, oh, there's a bandwagon over there. Hey, I like this liberty stuff now that I see that it's popular.
Excellent point. Well, let's go to the phones. We have Douglas calling. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So first off, I want to say I agree that and support your secession from the Union.
Thanks. Thank you. What state are you calling from?
Also, I'm from Tennessee.
Okay.
Good state.
And Tennessee.
Yep.
And nobody, how's nobody doing?
I don't know. I haven't had contact with nobody since our brief contact on March the 16th. We were in jail together.
Unfortunately, both Aria and I are prohibited by bail, very restrictive bail conditions, from speaking with nobody. But I've heard through the rumor mill that he's doing all right, all things considered. He's out of jail. He got out in early September, and rumor has it he's looking for a place back here in Keene. He'd moved up to the North Country, and it was just too... There just wasn't enough going on for him. He likes to be, he's very social. He likes to be around people.
I can verify that he is back in Keene. I actually saw him at a gas station on my way to work recently.
Nice. All right, good to know.
So as far as I can tell, he's doing okay.
Cool. Thanks for the update.
Sure.
All right, so the nitty-gritty. So say New Hampshire does secede and get secession from the Union. All right. So as a libertarian in the borders, private property, how would you defend the border? Say I was to come in, like, say I was coming in from Connecticut with my family, and I just plopped down a piece of land, and I homesteaded there, and it was somebody else's private property. What would be the measure you would take to stop that from happening?
I wouldn't, but if that private property owner wanted to take some measures to stop it from happening, I would not necessarily object to them as long as the measures they were taking were proportional to what you were doing.
Well, it sounds to me like you're asking a question about private property ownership and homesteading. And what, if anything, would be different in a freer New Hampshire, not so much about the quote-unquote national borders, which are two totally different questions. Now,
I'm trying to correlate the same things. Say I owned all the border of Texas, and it was my private property.
But you don't, there's no chance that
listen, if I own all the border of New Hampshire,
No chance that you ever would.
The feds own a lot of the stuff just east of us.
Maybe I can. And here's why you wouldn't be able to. Hold on. There's an economic reason why you wouldn't be able to do it. As you started buying up properties along the border of New Hampshire, word would get around that some guy from Tennessee is coming in with a bunch of money and buying up all the properties on the southern border of New Hampshire. So you know what would happen? All those property owners, they'd raise their price real fast knowing that you're coming around with a ton of money.
And it's also New Hampshire. A lot of them would flat out refuse to sell to someone from Tennessee who was buying all the border.
Yeah, even if it was, so it's just not even a possibility. But go ahead with your scheme.
It's not a scheme. It's an honest question.
Go ahead.
But you're saying that it's an impossibility.
Yes, I'm telling you it's economically highly unlikely.
It's highly unlikely.
So you know the future?
I'm telling you the reason why.
You're saying it's hypothetically...
Even if you had unlimited funds, you still wouldn't be able to buy out every single piece of property along the border of New York.
Hold on. Let me add to your question. Why would you buy... What are you planning to do with the southern border of New Hampshire? How are you going to maintain... You have to maintain it? You have to...
Yes, exactly. I would homestead, and I would...
You're going to take all of southern New Hampshire and homestead it by yourself?
Do you want to listen to the question that I'm going to get, the answer that I'm going to give to you?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I will bring people up there. We will establish plots of land along the border, devise a security plan, hold the land, cultivate it, and then sell the goods as we see fit.
So you're going to do business with your neighbors, except you're going to steal from your neighbors to get this land. So you're going to make enemies from the get-go. No one's going to do business with you.
Conan didn't say anything about stealing land.
I never said steal. I never said steal. You're putting words in my
mouth. So you haven't burned bridges, but you would want to do business with us because you need money. You need product.
I said I bought the land.
Okay, so how are you going to survive?
I bought the land.
Okay, Douglas,
calm down. Is it not my land?
So you bought the land. So what's the question?
Hold on, Conan. Yeah.
He's saying he wants to be like a warlord.
What is the point of this hypothetical? What are you getting at?
It was a question. You're twisting the words again. I'm giving you
Douglas, hold on. You're on hold because I need you to calm down for a second. Let's say all of your hypothetical is true. What are you trying to get at? What point are you trying to make? Go ahead.
I'm trying to ask a question on what you people. I'm not saying I would do this.
So you're just, what if someone bought all of the borders around New Hampshire and
he specifically he didn't say Wallace in. He said he would stop every product and then basically you would control what goes in to New Hampshire, right?
No, I did not.
Well, that's why I'm trying to figure out
what's the goal.
Can I answer Ari's question first?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
It's a lot going on right now. I was proposing a hypothetical, and then you twisted it and gave me all I want to know is, if this did happen, what would be your solution to stop it from happening?
What are you saying would happen exactly?
I just told you what would happen.
Well, I misunderstood it, obviously, because I got the impression you wanted to, like, you know, intercept everything that might come in and make money off of everything coming in.
No, did I say that?
That's what I heard you say. So I'm asking you what you would do. What is it you're proposing?
I never said that.
Why would we want to stop you? You haven't said you're going to do anything then. So what are you proposing?
I said at the get-go, if I come across the New Hampshire border and I go onto private property.
Okay, that's a different. That's a different.
That's
a different.
That's what I said.
Let him finish. You go onto private property and you buy it.
That is literally what I said.
No. You said you bought the land, and that's why I was back there saying that you stole it and became a warlord.
In the get-go, at the very beginning, play it back.
Dude, we don't have to play it back. You're on the damn phone. What are you saying you would do? Would you buy the property, or would you just homestead it, as you said? Because you said both.
You're twisting.
I'm asking you what you would do. Jesus Christ.
And what? Jesus Christ is right.
Yeah, what the hell would you do? What are you saying you would do? Can you give us a clear answer?
I asked you the question, and now you're trying to make me answer a question.
All right, Thank you for the call tonight, Douglas.
All right, to answer his question, because he initially said...
What was the question?
He initially said he would go onto private property and he would homestead it.
Without permission, he'd buy it.
He didn't say that, but the hypothetical that he presented involved buying all of the property.
Said he would homestead it again.
Okay, if you come onto my private property and take my land and just set up camp, I'm going to shoot you. Now, if you bought that land... I don't see what the problem is. Do what you're going to do on your land. Now,
I will answer the hypothetical question here and say he wanted to, you know, charge a tariff on all traffic coming through or whatever.
He did say something like that, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he denied saying
it. Okay, he's got to live with us. He's got to live with his neighbors.
No, it's not that simple. That's a form of taxation. That's a form of theft. That's aggression. And people in New Hampshire are armed.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not a good idea. Keep out. Otherwise, I don't know what the hypothetical would have been about. Maybe you can explain it.
You ain't homesteading the southern border.
283-61.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.